of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times you're living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going
home. Good evening. We thank God for another Saturday. I'm Eben. I'm going to be with you from now till 9 p.m. Thank God this evening we are continuing what we started last 2 weeks on the SU missions in the secondary schools. We had an interesting discussion last 2 weeks, and last week the team couldn't come, so I was here alone. But this evening we are back to the series that we started. So if you're a parent, your child is going to SHS, or your child is in SHS or JHS, you know someone whose child, a parent and all that, invite them to listen to this edition. And the previous edition, you can get it on spiritissues.info. You can listen to it, or from the Telegram group Spirit Issues, and download or listen to it online. It's very, very important to understand the times we are in, what is happening in our schools, and what parents can do to help their children and their wards. Ignorance is one of the most dangerous things in these times, because you can be with your child and you have no idea what is really happening. And it's important to get enlightened through such discussions. So I'll be having my panelists as we go on. First, I'll be going through the news, and lots of things happening. This week, we have the biggest one is the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Numbers staggering, 25,000 dead so far this evening, as I just checked. And it's just unfortunate. Just unfortunate. But what did the Bible say about the times preceding the coming of the Lord? Earthquakes, famines, pestilences. These are all the things he said, talked about. When we see these things, we just have to understand where we are. Especially, you just don't take one thing alone, but sort of the other things. There's massive famine happening in Yemen, in parts of Eritrea, and, there's serious issues, drought in Eastern Africa, countries are struggling, and all, feeding. So famine is happening. Pestilences. Let me just read the news this evening. There's one that the WHO is warning, bird flu, that we should be on the alert. All these things, lots of things. We've had COVID, the 3 years of it, and we all know the issues regarding COVID and after effect and all. This world is just something else now. But as believers, these are the things that should encourage us to know that the word of God we read is true. Alright, so quake hits Turkey and Syria, faces years of rebuilding. And the report says, up to 25,000 people have been killed and tens of thousands injured after a magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck Tuesday and Syria, on Monday, that's Turkey and Syria. And the time is what caused the whole mass deaths, because it was in the night or dawn. People are in bed, people are asleep, and that is where the danger is. Because when you are asleep, you are partially dead. So when things are collapsing on you, had this thing happened during the day, the numbers would have been less, because then people will be able to escape. And it's very unfortunate. Up to now, the Ghanaian footballer Christian Atu has still not been found, and all that. It's quite a worrying issue. And then the UN aid chief says that earthquake was the worst event in 100 years for the affected regions, yeah. That's the Turkey and Syria. And then satellite imagery also shows that the Turkey quake opened a 190-mile long fissure on the earth, in the earth, according to satellite images. So 190-mile crack visible from space. Hey, that's serious. That is serious. Anyway, and then we have dead seal, like the animal seal in the sea, test positive for bird flu in Scotland. Experts warn virus is rapidly spreading and humans could be next. One thing sometimes I ask myself is, so who decides to go and test these animals for? I remember during in the peak of the COVID time, they've tested and a tiger has got COVID. So who thought that, let me go and test this tiger for COVID? You know, sometimes with these scientists that experiment upon experiments. So four dead seals have tested positive for bird flu in Scotland, as the number of cases of highly pathogenic avian flu in mammals continues to grow globally, with experts warning of a step change in its spread. The largest ever bird flu outbreak had already spilled over into otters and foxes in the UK, with about 70 mammals having tested positive for the PHAI, and then it's bracket H5N1 virus. The seal carcasses were sent for screening last year and the results have come back positive, according to the Scottish Marine Animals Strandings Scheme. Three out of the four harbour seals and one of the two grey seals from 2021 and 2022 tested positive for the H5N1. And then it goes on and on to say that there's evidence that is spreading among the mammals and humans can be a next step. And so the WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said the situation needs to be monitored closely, but the risk to humans remained low. Experts say the virus could probably require more than one or two changes for human-to-human transmission to be a real risk, but impacts could be huge. There have been nearly 870 cases of bird flu in humans over the past 20 years, and 457 were fatal, according to the WHO. But then that's quite high, because if 870 and 457 die, that's close to 50%. That's huge. Wow. That's high fatality. Okay, so pestilence. That's one of them. Then we go to wars and rumors of wars. U.S. launches unarmed ICBM, that's intercontinental ballistic missile, into Pacific Ocean amid China and North Korea tensions. So the U.S. Air Force launched an unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile test from California in a show of nuclear readiness. The test, launched at 11:01 p.m. from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, the base announced on Friday. It was a routine activity intended to demonstrate that the U.S. nuclear deterrent is safe, secure, reliable, and effective, according to the announcements. And tension is rising because China and U.S. issues rose to a very high pitch this week when a Chinese spy balloon strayed. The wind that blew it, you know. Eventually they shut it down, and so the tension is already high. Just this afternoon, U.S. has shot another unidentified, they've not given the details of the second one, but over the Hawaiian airspace. So they shot another, this afternoon. So as to whether it's a balloon again or they've not given the details, but that's how the tension is rising between these countries. Wars, rumors of wars, Iran is threatening Israel. This week they also showed an underground Air Force base that's the Iranian Air Force underground one with missiles which have been designed purposely for Israel and all, you know, it's something else. But who knows? It's just a matter of time. As for Israel and Iran, they're dole. By all means, they will clash one of these days because Israel has been firing and destroying their missiles that they send through Syria, meant to be used for against Israel. And because of their high-level intelligence system, anytime the planes land in Syria, then they go and finish them off when they put them in the warehouse. It's like they have someone who gives the alert. Hey, Charlie, I land you. As soon as the missiles, sometimes, whilst on the tarmac, then from Air Force, US, Israel Air Force or drone, just go and finish it off. Or they put it in a warehouse, they destroy. They always seem to get to know and then they destroy it. I mean, the Israelis, they're something else. Okay. Now, there's one thing. Last week I spoke about the Church of England considering the LGBT issues and all that. This week they did a vote. So Church of England backs plans to bless gay couples considering gender neutral pronouns for God. I mean, that's something. I mean, let me just read this before. So it says that the Church of England voted Thursday to officially endorse plans for priests to offer prayers of blessing for same-sex couples, even as one church body is set to launch a project that could rethink using gendered language for God. So God is not a he again. I mean, actually, I've read one document some time back where somebody proposing, well, God cannot be he alone, it can also be a she. So gender neutral and all those things they claim for themselves. This members of the Church of England General Synod approved plans to allow same-sex couples who have been joined in a civil marriage or civil partnership to come to church services and, quote, receive God's blessing, unquote, according to a church statement. Blessing. The vote, which tallied 36 bishops in favor, 4 opposed, and 2 abstained, also included language calling for the church to, quote, lament and repent, unquote, for what officials said was the failure of the church to welcome LGBT identified people and for harm LGBT communities have experienced and continue to experience in churches. Oh, so they should rather repent for not embracing them early. Hey, here comes trouble. I mean, how can... So the repentance is no. Sometimes you see, you read some things and your mind can't even comprehend what you are reading, whether it's really human beings who did this or how. Christians, supposed to be Christians. The motion also stated there would be no proposed change to the Church of England's doctrine of marriage, and that any changes to the church's prayers of love and faith should not be contrary to or indicative of a departure from the doctrine of the Church of England. And if you say you are not departing from the doctrine of the church, but yet you can bless these marriages, give them God's blessings, it's not the same as endorsing it. You know, they are just using semantics and, you know, I mean, sometimes as a way of, they don't want to come out so boldly. So, okay, let's try and please the LGBT community so that we don't also, let's also not offend the conservatives who are truly traditional Anglicans who stick to the Bible. So let's try a careful balance. I mean, we can't do this in church. If something is a sin, it's a sin. If it's black, it's black. But here we are. Oh, it looks like black, but if you are too close, it's not black. So let's assume it's not black. That's what the church is doing. they know within themselves, they know this is wrong biblically, but giving into the pressure of the system, the pressure of the times. So let's try and balance it. At the end of the day, trying to please men, but the ultimate question these people, I believe, are not asking is it pleasing God? That's one question. You see, as for men, men can use money to even coerce you, to influence you, and make decisions and all that. Yes, that's man. But what about God? You can't change God's perception or perspective when it comes to what His word. And God doesn't need to speak twice. His word has already spoken. His word is the spoken word. His word, the word of God, is the standard. So if His word says something is wrong and it's a sin, you don't need God's voice again to come and say, my children, LGBT activities in the church is a sin, it's wrong. You don't need that voice. It's already in the Bible. Anyway, you know, you look at what is happening in the world now. It's time we become Christians, serious Christians, because we are getting to the point where it's either you are a believer or you are not a believer. You see, the line is being drawn. Which side you belong to? Are you on the Lord's side or you're on your own? The system is gradually... I was telling a friend this week, I said, when the earthquake happened, and I said, well, as for the year, it's warming up. It's, January was a bit on the like low key. February, the warm up is heating up. We are heating up. And March, but from April going, it will be something else. The world will be a much different place. That's how this year is really loaded ahead. I mean, the months ahead is not going to be that simple. But the earlier we prepare, the better. Last 2 weeks, I met a man, a pastor, and I was going to buy gas, and he also came. So he said, hey, Brother Ben, the things we were saying 4 years ago, and hey, we are seeing them happening now. I said, oh, the word of God, yeah, it's always true. Sometimes at the time of saying it, it will look like it can't happen. It won't happen. But so far as is the word of God, it will come to pass. Anyway, Issues of Life is the program. Tonight I'm talking about what parents need to know, understand what's happening in the schools, the SHSs, the JHS. And I have a rep from the SU, Ashanti region, and we'll be really talking about it. I'll be back after this short break.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies until all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child.
Beautiful song by Zach Williams. No longer slaves to sin. No longer slaves to sin. Okay, good evening, Mr. Billy Bonsu.
Good evening.
Last week we had an interesting discussion, and tonight we are continuing. You know, as I was talking about the news, how the world is becoming something else, and the youth are really under attack.
Yes.
You know, off air, I was talking about the fact that we need a revival that would happen amongst the youth, the teenagers and the youth, because when a revival hits that group, the impact is really strong. Mm-hmm. Because of, you know, they are the main conduit for vices in the community, in the society, crime and all that. So if that group experience the fire of God, it has a whole impact in the society. Mm-hmm. And the devil knows this. So that's why they are also the main targets when they are plotting and planning. Sure. And this group starts from, you know, the high school, the junior high, that's JHS, as we call it, and then to the SHS category. Mm. And you see, that's virtually the foundation outside the youth, I mean, not the childhood itself, but that's the main pre-adult stage where major habits are formed.
Yes.
Addictions are formed. Friendships are, real friendships into adulthood is formed in this group, this at this age. Whether the child will get into drugs, will be smoking, will be womanizing, a lot of these things are formed at this stage. And that's why it's a very critical stage that parents cannot just gloss over anything they see and think, oh, the human brain abba and human brain ye. No. We just can't gloss over some things and say, oh, it doesn't matter. When you grow, it will stop. No. When you grow, it will be worse if you don't really put in some checks to solve it. So this evening we are continuing from last 2 weeks edition. And this evening, we are focusing on the issue of drugs.
Okay.
Amongst the youth, the students. Share some of your experiences, and then we move from there.
All right. Good evening to everyone, and greetings from Scripture Union to all Scripture Union members.
Mm-hmm.
Well, starting from where you started, just this afternoon, I was passing through Opokuware.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something on the wall.
Okay.
Past students who have made it in life.
Yeah, I've seen that. The pictures.
Pictures. All right. Years ago, they were students.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nobody knew that they were going to rise up to that level in life.
Yeah.
Yes. And here they are. Now, the young people today are the leaders tomorrow.
Yeah.
So how we bring them up, what they are taught today, what we feed them, is what they are going to exhibit tomorrow. Because whether we like it or not, these young ones who are in schools are going to be tomorrow's leaders.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not. Definitely, those who are leaders today will go. They will die. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us will die. We never thought that one day we were going to grow to get to this level. So what we are feeding them or we are giving to them is what they are going to exhibit tomorrow.
Yeah.
As leaders of a nation, as leaders of churches, society. As leaders of the society, as leaders of our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, they are going to be leaders.
Yeah.
And because they are the potential leaders, a certain group of people are targeting them.
Yeah.
Because if they are able to bring them to their camp, it means that they are for them forever.
You can use them.
They can use them.
Yeah.
Now, because we're going to talk about drugs, those who are into importation or into this business are targeting them. Because once they become addicted to it, it means that they have a lot of money.
A client, long-term clients. Yes.
Because you know, I've met people who are drug addicts,
mm-hmm.
and they are so much dependent on the drugs. I had an experience with a white lady. That was mm-hmm. the first time we had gone to, I think, a lady from UK, from an organization that I don't want to mention name. And
yeah.
we went to a place to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It was not too big town. We got there, and the next morning, we were having a meeting to plan for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And at a point in time, he said, "Billy, I need to get coffee."
Yeah.
So when she said that, I said, "Okay." I asked the hotel to mm-hmm. organize some hot water for the yeah. lady. As they were doing that and we were talking, I could see that the lady was shivering. Then at a point in time, she said, "No, Billy, if we continue this meeting, I don't know what will happen. I need hot water."
So addicted to it.
So addicted. And she she was helpless. Wow. She was helpless. So we have to stop the meeting. And the lady was just shivering like that.
Hmm.
Until they brought the hot water. And she had a coffee. And said, "Now, I'm okay. So let's go." One day we went to Tinker. Is it Tinker? Yes, Tinker. Crow Room. Where they sell the drugs. We had gone there to interview those
mm-hmm.
drug addicts. And I was having discussion with one of them. Then the guy said, "Director, so minya ubi obechimi ashe baby. Obechimi ashe baby na ebruma numbi kurana mepe."
Wow.
I said, "Why?" I said, "Me a carpenter ni. Na ubi diska abremi se minya juma. And I'm diabebe to adie."
Mm-mm.
Ndiye si amini ska. So anytime he gets money, he has to. And he tells me that sometimes he has to go and steal from the other carpenters to just go and get the cocaine. So there's conscious effort by a group of people to get these young people to be addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
And once they become addicted, more money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they started years ago. It was at the university level. Now
they're coming lower.
SHS, JHS. In 2014, I remember it was then the regional minister, I think it was K Sapon or something. Yes, regional minister said something that we should be careful. There's a forum, and he said that we should be very careful because the rate at which young people are getting into drugs,
mm-hmm.
years to come, we're going to be in trouble. Fast forward 2021, in February 19th, 2021,
mm-hmm.
there was a publication. I mean, if you go online, you see it. A study was conducted in 147 schools, both JHS and SHS.
Okay.
When they did this study, out of the a total of 147, the study result shows that 54.1, almost 55% of young boys
mm-hmm.
in these 147 schools, they are into drugs.
Whoa.
And then the ladies, I think 34.3%
mm-hmm.
of the ladies are also into the usage of this shisha.
That's serious.
So if somebody gave us a warning that years to come, we're going to be in trouble. And 2021, we had 147 schools, whereby almost 54.1%, almost 55%.
Mm-hmm.
are into drugs. Now we are into 2023. What is happening? A lot of things are happening because of the projection
mm-hmm.
of this lifestyle, that to see yourself as living a good life,
yeah,
you should be drinking. I mean, years ago, is it FDA they try to do something with the adverts on alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, the adverts they show to us on TV or the billboards that we see, you know, they project good living as someone who has a lot of young ladies, beautiful ladies around them. Drinking and partying.
Yeah.
And that is good living. So if young people who are growing up and not seeing things like, to, I mean, having a good life means that you have peace in the house, you work hard to earn money, you take care of your family, and you have peace of mind.
Yeah.
If this is, I mean, we are not showing them this, but we are showing them that every day good living means that partying, lot of ladies, smoking, and going out to the party, to the clubs, to disco, having fun. Then this is where we have the issue of young people wanting to be in this position. But you need money to do this. You don't just... and where are they going to get the money? But they have the picture that they need to party, they need to have fun.
Yeah.
So they have to get the money. At where are they going to get the money from?
Still.
And that is the issue. And young ladies, I mean, to be around, not to work, but to be around men giving them money. So young girls are growing up with a mindset that I need not to grow up as a responsible lady, a person who can work and take care of myself and also support my family. But I have to depend on a man who will be throwing money.
Oh, yeah.
Then they have this picture. So they don't want to work. Some people have, I mean, I've come across people that say school is useless because at the end of the day, you need a man. So what is the essence of, I mean, worry myself to go to school? Because at the end of the day, the bottom line is that it's about money. So these are the pictures we are giving to them. But when we are growing up, go to school, work hard. Go to school, work hard, get money. Take care of your family. Be a responsible man. This is what we were taught when we were growing up. But today, I mean, parents don't have time to even advise them. And we have allowed television, we've allowed social media, we've allowed radio, we've allowed all kinds of things to feed them, to teach them. We shouldn't forget that they are growing up. We are feeding them.
Yeah.
It's just like you plant a seed and the seed is growing.
Yeah.
You see, the more you put water and you have the sunshine and that, then it grows. And that is what we are doing. So we are not feeding them to be responsible. We are not feeding them to be truthful. We are not feeding them to work hard, to be successful. But we are telling them that there's a shortcut. You need to do this. You need to smoke. You need to do this and that. So the young people are growing up with this mindset. So a young guy at the age of 15, 16 want to drive a car.
It's serious, often so. I heard the reports and 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds are driving cars, DV cars, and they can sing that we drink blood. And children are getting missing in the community, and it's like...
Nobody cares.
I mean, one journalist friend was pursuing that case. Eventually, he had to leave the case because those in authority, it's as if dead end. But clearly, if you see teenagers driving unlicensed cars, where the question is elsewhere in any serious society, how did you get money to buy this car? Because you don't work.
Sure.
Children are getting missing, and you people brag that you drink blood. Justify it. How you got the money to buy this car?
Nobody.
But
cares.
Now, free for. I mean, I was in Accra, I mean, a few weeks ago, and I'm seeing it in Kumasi too. You see some type of cars unlicensed, and you know the people. When you see it, you know the people in the car. When it parks and they get down, say, I knew it. It's just obvious. And we are seeing it as a society.
Yes,
and
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody. And if you make effort to stop that, then your job is at stake.
And rather, The children are seeing this, because sometimes these people, when they see the students, they want to show off as if, yes, you to have, come and be like us. And it's enticing.
Very enticing. Yes. So that is a society we are living in. So those who are doing business, they have agents, they have their people in their schools.
Yeah.
They introduce them into this. So they give them money. You know, they entice you, and when you come into it, you become addicted to, they leave you, and you cannot live without them.
So you have to come back to
them. You have to come back to them. That is how they do. So it's just like you want to maybe catch a rat. You see, you can put your
bait.
Yes, there. And then once it gets it, it cannot. So that is what they are doing. So some schools have teachers. I mean, when we go to school for missions, you know, we get opportunity for counseling.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. So this is where we get to know some of the things that are happening. Mm-hmm. So we got to know that there are some teachers, there are some students who are in the schools, and they are giving the stuff to sell in the schools. I mean, even prisons. I mean,
they sell it in prison.
When you go to the schools, they sell them there.
Not serious.
They sell them there. They sell weed. They sell cocaine.
Wow.
And some of the schools is the nearby places that they go. They have their joints that they go. So some schools, I mean, they have people, they have some teachers. I mean, students have told us.
Yeah.
They have some teachers who sell cocaine and weed, and they sell through students.
So distributors.
Yes, distributors. They give them and they sell. So where do they get the money from?
This is scary, because you see, when I was in secondary school, that time there were a few bad guys, seniors, you know, you hear they suppose smoke, but it's like it's an outside operation that they do. I mean, they go out and whatever joints they go and mix with whatever boys they meet, and they do it in their bush, whatever. But to the point where it's being traded on the campus, there was nothing like that at that time.
So I mean, this is what is happening in the schools now. Some of them will also go out. I mean, the night, you know, they go out to chill, they go out to drink, they go out to do this and that. Let me talk about some of the things that, I mean, I have grouped them into four. I mean, experts have their own ways of grouping them, but talking to them, you know, the things that they drink or they use, the drugs, substance that they abuse. I have one that they drink, that's the alcohol. You know, some of them hide them in their gari.
Hey, what a generation.
You know, I mean, because when they go and they search, they will see them. But when they hide them in the, I mean, I have Ulunga. And the things that they drink, I mean, some of them alcohol. And the alcohol is not, it's not just alcohol. They have things that they put in. Some of them even go to the center of, I mean, for sex. So they have other things that they put into that. So now, one of our discoveries is that some of them also soak. They soak diaper.
Oh.
And ladies' pampers. They soak them and drink.
Sanitary pad.
Yes, sanitary pad.
Oh, wait. They
soak them. Okay. Just to get high. Yeah. Because they are saying that there's something in it. So when they soak them and they drink. So it's not everybody who takes alcohol. So sometimes when you take alcohol, they will know that you've taken alcohol.
First time I'm hearing this. Because I know Occultists pay the, I mean, bola guys to pick these things in the rubbish for them. But I know they use it for other practices and things. But for the drinking part, this is the first time.
They do. they do. And then some of them, they have what they call it, gutter water. And it's a cocktail of tramadol, cannabis, and all these things. So it's a cocktail of this thing that they drink.
It's in my mouth. Can I close my mouth?
Yes. So they will not drink alcohol. They will not drink weed because they know that weed, I mean, we know that there is an open secret that weed, they put it in their shitter. They put it in their shitter. They mix it with their shitter and then take it. Yeah. But some of them also conceal the thing in toffees and other things. So they will give it to you. You take it and you feel high.
So yeah, we should. I've heard of the wheat toffee, wheat biscuits.
Yes. So they should caution their case when people are giving them something.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you don't know what they are giving to you.
Actually, sorry to cut you off. We've gotten to the point where parents have to let their children understand that as you go to school or as you are in school, be content with the little that you've been given from home.
Mm.
Because you see, in that is where the problem comes in. Oh, my shitter was it's running out, or it got finished. So this friend
gave me some.
My gari was finished. This friend, mine, this is finished. So this
and those
friend,
people are generous. They will easily give it to you.
That's the
because they want to introduce you into this.
Yeah.
So they will give it to you. So like you are saying, I mean, they should ask their case that whatever they have, they should content
with it. Yeah.
People, I mean, those people who are into it, they don't go to dining.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go.
But they have money.
They have money.
Yeah.
So you want, or your roommate is not going, I can give you this. Mm. But it's not everything that's given to you that you need to take.
Yeah.
Because some of them may lead to your destruction. The other thing is that the inhalers, you know, some of them, they have the snuff.
I hear the carpenter's glue crowd.
They use the glue. And then some of them also use snuff. And some of them use normal petrol.
The fumes from them.
Yes. That is what some of them use.
Boy.
And those that they also smoke,
they
do the cocaine. The cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them use human feces.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe you don't know.
Yeah. The dry. and you know where they have gotten to. Some of them even use lizard parts. This lizard.
Oh.
Yeah, Agama, they kill the they
Agama
kill,
lizard.
Yes.
Yeah.
They kill it and they use the part to smoke.
No, so I mean Abu Sam do about papa they are just what is the sense in exploring these things kind of first place?
You see that is where we are getting to. We are moving from human that God created to animal. And even we've gone beyond animal.
I mean, humanity has gone beyond levels which
because things that even animal will not do,
humans are doing.
I mean, I have never seen a male goat chasing a male goat or a male a dog chasing. No, but if human beings who can reason
can do that,
it means that we've gone beyond animals. So that is why people are smoking human feces, dry toilets, so they go and pick it and just smoke it.
You know, I once heard of a case in Accra. This Sakawa guys, you know, they give them assignments, whatever to do to sustain their flow of money and all that. One had to, you know, excuse me, your listeners, I mean, to chew flies. So they go walk behind, you know, the public toilets, and then they catch the flies. And it's like, how can a human being do this? Created in the image of God. I mean, how? But the things you are saying takes it to another level altogether. And parents listening is a wake-up call. That's the whole essence of this series. A wake-up call to let us understand that all is not well. Because sometimes the glamour of, it's a nice school, all is well, so they are doing well academics, they go to science and math quiz, they are doing this. You see, that's the academics aspect of it. But behind the academics, what else is happening in the dormitories? What else is happening in the bushes? You see, and as a parent, your child is your primary responsibility. The child going to school now becomes exposed to all the predators out there.
Yeah.
And you see, ultimate responsibility should start from home. So if you've not done your homework well, and you leave your child now to go to school and meet the predators, now the trouble begins. So the foundation is where the whole thing starts from. If there's been a weak foundation at home and your child goes out exposed, let's continue from there.
Yeah, so some of them also, I mean, the tramadol is mm-hmm. popular and they are using it. And then we also have the blue, but sometimes they mix it with other painkillers. They mix the tramadol with other painkillers.
And don't cry and swarm.
Yes, because for tramadol, it's not easy to get it blue. Some of these tablets, so I mean, you need prescription to be able to buy them. But because it is a business being run by some people, so it is so easy for them to get it.
It's easy
for the student to get it. So it's a wake-up call to teachers, heads of institutions, that from time to time, there's the need to even test some of the students randomly. It's something that we need to do because it's really happening. That they are blindsided. They don't see. For some, I mean, we know for some house masters are aware of. But another thing is that, you see, some teachers who want to stop this, stop students from doing this, are also afraid because they can be transferred. Okay, they can lose their jobs.
By the powers that be.
Yes.
Hey, that's Ghana for you.
those who want to help the student are helpless.
Wow.
They are. I mean, we are aware that some of them want to, but they are helpless because of the power behind them. So a student can look straight into your eyes and tell you something, but you dare not.
Or else a phone call will come and that's it.
You see? And then they also take, some of them also take these drugs to call saints to read certain kinds of books.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to do these things with your physical life. So they need to take this, some of these things to read the books so that they can meet the spirits that they are inviting. And their own students are introducing them into this. And these are things that are happening because we are telling them that you need to get money, you need to have fun.
Yeah.
We are telling them that, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, years ago, people were taking coffee just to study and other years. But now it goes beyond that. Mm-hmm. People think that certain kinds of substances are helping them to be able to study without knowing that it's for their distractions. But they don't know. In fact, some of them are doing it ignorantly. They don't know the effects. They just see it as something that will help them. But we've seen students who want to stop it, but they can't stop it. It has affected them academically. I mean, people who were doing very well until they were introduced into some of these things, and now their performance is not good at all. Their lifestyle, how they dress. So parents need to really, it's not just about giving money to your child, going to a nice school, but they should really observe their student before leaving. And when they come back, they should really observe them. And if possible, they should get some
surprise monitoring.
Yes, monitoring. They should go to their school to visit them. They should get some teachers to also monitor them.
Uh-huh.
And if they should also know the friends that they have on campus. Yeah. The kind of friends. So if you are monitoring them, then you see some changes in their behavior. You look at the academic performance.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a child going to Form 1, academically the child is good. You realize that the performance, maybe first year, good. Then later you realize that the performance is beginning to decline. Then you need to watch out. Your ward, who is always around the family, going out, doing this, now begins to
withdraw. Wants to be in the room alone.
You should watch out. Because sometimes when they are there, it means that they've taken it. And then, and most these days, because of this occultism and other things, so they are gradually taking them into this thing. So when they take it, they want to be there. They want to invite saying. They want to have communication with other spirits.
Yeah.
And that is what they are doing. So you should be going to their rooms.
Oh yeah, for going to rooms. Sorry, one friend told me, she's in the U.S. He said she just bangs the door, bang, enters the room, and yeah, it doesn't care. I have a privacy there in front of home. This is my home. There's no issue of privacy here. So she just gets to their room. Sometimes when they've gone to school, she will go and do inspection, turn all the mattresses, everything upside down. He said, so far as the world we are in now, her statement is, I love my children, but I do not trust them.
Yes.
And that's the principle parents have to adopt now.
Sure.
Yes, love your children, but do not trust them. It's better to have that mindset and be more proactive than to say, oh, my banning don't to me, yes, sir. Oh, my banning don't to me, yes, sir. Meanwhile, if Namiya Pata now or Yebi.
Yeah. So it's not just about paying the school fees.
Yeah.
No, their moral upbringing
is
the responsibility of the parents.
Yeah.
So you need to monitor them. You need to check them. Sometimes when they are going out, the ladies, you need to check their bags.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when they hang their trousers, you need to go and search and see if there's something. You do this from time to time, and it will help you because these are the things that are going on. So when the child is not getting close to you, it's a sign that you should get close to them and try to see if things are going on or not.
Yeah, when the conversation is getting more interesting, then the time is also smiling at me. Listeners, all too soon, we have to abruptly, let me say it, end tonight's edition of Issues of Life. Having nine discussion with my brother Billy Bonsu on the issues happening in schools, what parents should know and what parents should do. I mean, we are not ending it. I mean, it's a series we are on. God willing, next week we'll be continuing, because the times are such that ignorance is very deadly, and if you are an ignorant parent, you pay dearly for it. So we are educating you, we are informing you, and all that. You can be sending your questions in the course of the week and all that, so that by weekend I can be asking any questions along this line and all. And I believe parents, we have a serious role and a duty, because God would ask us how we handled our parenting roles. If your child goes to hell, it's your fault as a parent. Oh, yes. Ultimately, you are responsible. There's a extreme aspect of you did everything possible and yet the child just didn't give in. Then God knows that you did your best.
Yeah.
But where you shirk your responsibility, and due to your irresponsive parenting, the child falls into these vices, then you are to be blamed. God help us as parents, and the wisdom that we need. You see, we just can't. I've been saying it when I do the digital parenting on the series. I say that the parenting strategies now, if you are to go by how you were brought up, you would fail, because there are only few aspects of how our parents brought us up that we can apply. like the moral aspect and those, I mean, God-fearing aspect and all those ones, they still applies. But the larger part of parenting today is unique to this generation. And it's so evolving. It's like, I mean, you listen to the things we are talking about this evening. I know for some people, this is the first time they are hearing some of it. Some is the first time I'm hearing it. It's so evolving that you should be updating yourself like a lawyer with laws updated, upgrading your skills as a lawyer, because once the law is amended, you have to know that law as a lawyer when you go to court to quote from the relevant updated or upgraded or amended versions. And that's how parenting should be such. So, good night. God bless you. Listen to it. The recording, spiritissues.info, and the Telegram group, Spirit Issues. I'm Eben. Good night. God bless you.